Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN-India relationship will remain a strong pillar of stability in today's uncertain world. India and the US ink landmark 10-year defense framework agreement in Kuala Lumpur. Training centers of Islamic State terror outfit operating inside Pakistan, claim Afghan military analyst. FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 begins in Taligaon, Goa, marking tournament's return to India after 23 years. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has underlined that maritime security is a central focus of India-ASEAN engagement. He commended ASEAN member states for agreeing to the second edition of the ASEAN-India Maritime Exercise. Delivering opening remarks at the ASEAN-India Defence Ministers' informal meeting in Kuala Lumpur today, the Defence Minister emphasised that securing maritime routes is the country's top priority, saying that more than half of India's trade passes through the South China Sea and the Malacca Strait.
ASEAN and India have witnessed rapid economic growth in recent years. Naturally, we look forward to deepening our economic ties for mutual prosperity. To further strengthen trade relations with ASEAN, we hope to conclude the ASEAN-India trade agreement at the earliest.
Mr. Singh highlighted that India contributes to disaster relief, counter-terrorism and maritime security and supports freedom of navigation and adherence to international law in the South China Sea. He said that ASEAN-India relationship will remain a strong pillar of stability in today's uncertain world where many old beliefs and expectations are changing. India and the United States today inked a framework agreement for cooperation in the defense sector for the next 10 years. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that he held a meeting with US Secretary of War Pete Hegseth in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. During the meeting, both sides signed a defence framework that will usher in a new era in both sides' already strong defence partnership. The Defence Minister said that this partnership is critical for ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. He added that the defence framework will provide policy direction for the entire spectrum of the India-US defence relationship. Mr. Singh said that it is a signal of both nations' growing strategic convergence and will herald a new decade of partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India-UK ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. In his remarks during the UK National Day celebrations in the national capital, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both nations have not only expanded cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepen it with regard to connectivity, AI and critical minerals. He highlighted that 9 leading UK universities have received approval to establish campuses in India. He added that the Southampton University has already inaugurated its campus in Gurugram and welcomed its first cohort of students as well. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that today is also an occasion to recognize the invaluable contribution of the 1.9 million strong Indian diaspora in the UK. He called them a living bridge, saying they have helped to create a very special bond between the countries. The 5-day India Maritime Week concluded successfully in Mumbai today. More than 85 countries and 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors were part of the summit, which was organized by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. We have more from a correspondent.
According to Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, India Maritime Week 2025 has been a resounding success. Investment of more than 12 lakh crores has been secured with more than 600 memorandum of understanding inked during the course of the event. The MOUs cover a wide spectrum of collaborations across port development, sustainability, shipbuilding, port-led industrialization and trade facilitation. Industry leaders and exhibitors from leading maritime nations participated in India Maritime Week 2025. India Maritime Week 2025 hosted an extensive lineup of 19 thematic conferences and over 50 sub-sessions, offering a comprehensive exploration of the maritime sector's most pressing priorities and future opportunities. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Afghan military analysts claim the training centers of the Islamic State terror outfit are operating inside Pakistan. According to Afghan media, despite Pakistan's repeated denials, ISIS Khorasan still maintains safe havens and active networks there. Security sources say a senior ISIS key figure known as Nusrat or Abu Zar was recently killed in Peshawar, renewing concerns about the group's presence in Pakistan. Nusrat is believed to have played a role in planning attacks in Kabul during 2022 and 2023 and led the group's center in Pakistan. On the other hand, Afghan authorities have arrested an ISIS terrorist, Saidullah, who admitted receiving ideological and combat training in Pakistan's Quetta region before entering Afghanistan. In a video released by Taliban authorities, the detained terrorist revealed that he underwent ideological and combat training in Pakistan's Quetta region. India has achieved 3 Guinness World Record titles under the campaign Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. The initiative set multiple records, including the highest number of people to register for a healthcare platform in a single month, numbering over 3.21 crore. It also achieved the record for most people to sign up for a breast cancer screening online in 1 week. Over 9.94 lakh women had signed up for the screening. Besides this, a record number of 1.25 lakh people signed up for vital signs screening online in 1 week at the state level. The third day of the Pravasi Parichay brought together vibrant performances from 5 Indian states, with the audience treated to graceful Mohiniyattam energetic Thiruvadira dance and a fusion of Kerala's traditional and contemporary styles in the Kerala fusion dance. The colourful Opana dance from Kerala was followed by a Kavali performance from Uttar Pradesh, showcasing the state's rich cross-cultural heritage. Delhi's group dance presentation offered a lively blend of traditional and contemporary styles, while Rajasthan came alive through colourful dance performances, soulful folk songs and a humorous comedy skit. The dynamic group cultural dance from Haryana, featuring local folk dances, was well appreciated by the audience. Dr. Deepak Mittal has assumed charge as the ambassador-designate of India to the United Arab Emirates, bringing with him over 2 decades of diplomatic experience across key global assignments. A 1998 batch officer of the Indian Foreign Service, Dr. Mittal has served in Indian missions in Egypt, Israel and Bangladesh, and was earlier the Consul General of India in Ho Chi Minh City, and has served as India's ambassador to the state of Qatar. The leader of the Pashtun Tahafuz movement, Manzoor Pashtin, has strongly condemned the recent military operations in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. He has accused Pakistan's security forces of targeting Pashtun civilians under the name of counter-terrorism. Pashtin says the operations in areas like Tira and Khurram have killed and displaced many people, while the government ignores their protest. He claimed these actions are part of a wider plan to silence Pashtuns and exploit their resources. The FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 was inaugurated today at the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Taligaon, Goa, marking the prestigious tournament return to India after 23 years. The World Cup, being held from October 31st to November 27, features 206 players from 82 countries, competing for a total prize purse of $2 million. Top names like Gukesh D, Pragyanand R, Wesley So and Anish Giri are taking part, making Goa the global capital of chess for the next 4 weeks. In his message for the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it was a matter of pride that the Chess World Cup had returned to India, the land where the game of Chaturang was born. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says ASEAN-India relationship will remain a strong pillar of stability in today's uncertain world. India and the US ink landmark 10-year defence framework agreement in Kuala Lumpur. Training centres of Islamic State terror outfit operating inside Pakistan claim Afghan military analyst. FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 begins in Taligaon, Goa, marking tournament's return to India after 23 years. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.